Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, yesterday we were talking about, in the beginning of the first hour, about the transportation vehicle that I needed, you know, that I thought I would be a very nice addition to, you know, the fleet. Was the hovercraft, Bubba Watson's hovercraft on the golf course. But I have to tell you, fellas, that, you know, I have been researching alternative forms of transportation.
Oh, and yeah, you're getting green on us.
Yeah, huh? I'm getting green. I just thought, what else, you know, hovercraft. Hey, listen, gas is going up. You'll never believe what I just found. And this, Chris, this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Transportation and exercise all combined. It is one of the first. Now, there's been several made, but this is one of the most, let's say, one of the first successful human-powered helicopters. You got to watch this video.
Really? Yeah,
we're going to put this for you on the torch, and you may want to begin to order it, but these guys got together, and they put this. You got to watch this.
With chief engineer and pilot Todd Reichert pedaling furiously, the flying machine named Atlas rose into the air in an attempt to make history. If Reichert could keep the homemade helicopter aloft for more than 60 seconds and reach a height of at least 3 meters over an area measuring 10 meters squared, then he and his team would collect a prize created 33 years ago but never claimed.
Is that amazing?
Wow.
He's on a bike.
The American Helicopter Society and the Sikorsky Company was offering $250,000 to the first team
the
or individual
that?
To fly a human-powered helicopter in accordance with competition guidelines. So on June the 13th, the engineers and students comprising team...
I mean, think about this. You got this helicopter. I don't know what kind of contraption they made it out of, what super light material. But he gets the thing. How high do you think that was? Maybe 20 feet?
Well, he said 3 meters, so
what's
convert that.
Listen.
About 10 feet.
Okay, math was not my thing. Thank you, mathematician. You know, 3 meters. Was that 100 feet? I don't know. Anyhow, that was huge. They were in this indoor kind of a warehouse building. It looked like there was turf there on the ground, but...
Yeah, it looks like they're in an indoor stadium.
They got this thing pretty high up.
He's
pedaling a bike now.
Yeah.
But you think about all the innovation... Listen, no telling. Listen, the days of the Jetsons are coming. Let me tell you something. Days of the Jetsons are coming. Hovercrafts, powered bikes.
Yeah.
Chris, this is a great way to get from your neck of the woods, literally, over to where you need to go. You never know. Great combination.
Right.
Great combination. Well,
you better leave yesterday.
Yeah. It's going to take him a while. Yeah, it's going to take him a while.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.